There seems to be a growing consensus that the long-awaited farm bill will finally come to fruition this month. As Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack notes, it's definitely time.
The countryside's been quite patient with Congress in terms of getting its work done, but hopefully this is the month that it gets done. And frankly, if we don't get it done, there are obviously some adverse consequences that could occur in terms of implementing the permanent agricultural law and the impact it would have on consumers. So a lot of good reasons to get it done and get it done now.
Vilsack also notes that several of those reasons have direct implications for the growers right here in the Southeast, as research funding is needed for devastating diseases such as citrus greening, and whatever program comes out of the commodity title needs to satisfy the terms of the WTO cotton case with Brazil.
But at the same time, we want to be able to make sure that cotton growers, peanut growers, rice growers, all producers know what the rules are. They will be able to succeed. America can compete against any producer in the world. American farmers can compete against anybody. But they got to know what the rules are, and they got to know what the program is going to be. And that uncertainty has made, I think, a lot of producers hesitate to invest, hesitate to expand, hesitate to continue to do what they're doing. And so it's time. And I think we need to raise the expectation that we've had enough talk, enough delay. The time is now to get this done.
But of course, several key issues still remain unresolved. So stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will continue to follow the ongoing saga of the Farm Bill. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.